Welcome to Zichud Daf Simani Memory of Ram Goldar, and today we're in Sechas Pesachim, Daf Kuf Hei, the 10th parak, Arvei Pesachim. This is going to be an abbreviated shir. So the three topics are going to focus on, number one, Rav Hananya Bar Shlemya and the Talmidim of Rav were eating a meal on Erev Shabbos, and Rav Hamnuna was serving them. They asked him to check if Shabbos had begun, because if it had, they would remove the table and return it specifically for Shabbos to distinguish the Shabbos meal from the weekday one. So he told them, based on a statement of Rav, that there was no need to do that because Shabta Kavod Nafsha, Shabbos establishes itself. The Rashbam explains that the remainder of the meal would be distinct from its beginning, even if the table was left in place, because one interrupts his meal to say Kiddush as soon as Shabbos begins, due to the prohibition against eating before Kiddush. Rav Amram adds in the name of Rab, L'Kiddush Kavas, V'lo L'Havdal Kavas. The advent of Shabbos establishes itself with respect to Kiddush, but the departure of Shabbos does not establish itself for Havdal, meaning one must interrupt the meal to say Kiddush at the beginning of Shabbos, but one need not interrupt the meal to say Havdalah at the end of Shabbos, even though he may begin eating before Havdalah. One who wasn't eating a meal but was drinking wine or beer must interrupt for Havdalah. The Rashbam explains that drinking is not considered a significant activity and therefore must be halted for Havdalah. In terms of water, Rav Huna forbid drinking water before Havdalah, but the Rabban of Rav Ashi's yeshiva permitted it. Point number two, Rav Nachman Yitzchak told Ravina that the sons of Rav Chiya said, Mishu ahivda b'motzi Shabbos, mavdil v'hoch kol Shabbos kulo. One who didn't say Havdalah on Motzi Shabbos may say Havdalah throughout the following week. And we may infer from this that similarly, Mishu akidish b'erev Shabbos, mekadish v'hoch kol yom kulo. Someone who didn't say Kiddush on Friday night may say Kiddush throughout the following day. Now Ravina challenges this based on a brace that says, Shabbos v'yontav ein behem kedusha al kos, v'yesh behen haskara bevirchas hamazon. Shabbos and yontav days, in contrast to Shabbos and yontav nights, do not feature Kiddush on a cup, but do feature mention of the specialness of the day in birchas hamazon. The Rashbam explains that the Kiddush mentioned here refers to the bracha that proclaims the Kiddush of the day. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak answered, as explained by the Rashbam, that the Brisa is not discussing someone who failed to say Kiddush at night as the Chachamim required. And point number three, Ravina then challenged Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak based on another Brisa, which says, Kavod Yom v'Kavod Laila Kavod Yom Kodem. If one has limited food with which to honor Shabbos, and he has to choose between the honor of Shabbos day and the honor of Shabbos night, the honor of the day comes first. But if he only has one cup of wine, he should say Kiddush on Friday night, which proclaims the sanctity of the day. Now, if Kiddush may be said during the day, why should he not leave the cup until the next day and use it then for Kiddush to honor the day? So Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak answered that Kiddush is said at night and not delay because B'shaita Chaviva Mitzvah. A mitzvah is precious in its time. He went on to explain that unlike Kiddush, Havdalah is delayed if there's some benefit to doing so, because with respect to bringing the day of Shabbos, the earlier we do it, the better, and we thus demonstrate our chavivas for it. But with respect to scoring the day out, we delay it, so it will not appear to be a burden for us. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, Rav Hananya Bar Shlemya and the Talmidim of Rav was eating a meal on Erev Shabbos, and Rav Hamnuna was serving them. They asked him to check if Shabbos had begun, because if it had, they would be removed the table and returned specifically for Shabbos to distinguish the Shabbos meal from the weekday one. He told them, based on a statement of Rav, that there was no need to do it because Shabta Kava Nafsha, Shabbos establishes itself. The Rashbam explains that the remainder of the meal would be distinct from its beginning, even if the table was left in place, because one interrupts his meal to say Kiddush as soon as Shabbos begins, due to the prohibition against eating before Kiddush. Rav Amram adds in the name of Rav, L'Kiddush Kavas, V'lo L'Havdal Kavas. The advent of Shabbos establishes itself with respect to Kiddush, but the departure of Shabbos does not establish itself for Havdal, meaning one must interrupt the meal to say Kiddush at the beginning of Shabbos, but one need not interrupt the meal to say Havdal at the end of Shabbos, even though he may not begin eating before Havdalah. One who wasn't eating a meal but was rather drinking wine or beer must interrupt for Havdalah. The Rashbam explains that drinking is not considered a significant activity, and therefore it must be halted before Havdalah. In terms of water, Rav Huna forbid drinking water before Havdalah, but the Rabban of Rav Ashi's yeshiva permitted it. Point number two, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak told Ravina that the sons of Rav Chiya said, Mishu ahidu b'motzi Shabbos, mavdil v'hoch kol Shabbos kulo. One who did not say Havdalah motzi Shabbos may say Havdalah throughout the following week, which we'll discuss on the next daf, and we may infer from this that similarly, Mishu akidish b'erev Shabbos, mikadish v'hoch kol yom kulo. Someone who didn't say Kiddush on Friday night may say Kiddush throughout the following day. Ravina challenges this based on a brace that says, Shabbos v'yantav ein behem kedusha al kos v'yesh behen haskara b'birchas hamazon. Shabbos v'yantav days, in contrast to Shabbos v'yantav nights, do not feature Kiddush on a cup, but do feature mention of the specialness of the day in birchas hamazon. Rashbam explains that the Kiddush mentioned here refers to the bracha that proclaims the kedusha of the day. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak answered, as explained by the Rashbam, that the brace is not discussing someone who failed to say Kiddush at night, as the Chachamim required. And point number three, Ravina then challenged Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak based on another braisa which says, Kavod Yom v'Kavod Laila Kavod Yom Kodem. If one has limited food with which to honor Shabbos, and he must choose between the honor of Shabbos and the honor of Shabbos night, the honor of the day comes first. V'im ein lo el kos echad, omer lov kiddush hayom. But if he only has one cup of wine, he should say kiddush on Friday night, which proclaims the sanctity of the day. If kiddush may be said during the day, why should he not leave the cup until the next day and use it then for kiddush and to honor the day? Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak answered that kiddush is said at night and not delayed because b'shaita chaviva mitzvah. A mitzvah is precious in its time. He went on to explain that unlike Kiddush, Havdalah is delayed if there is some benefit in doing so, because with respect to bringing the day of Shabbos, the earlier we do it, the better, and we thus demonstrate our chavibus for it. But with respect to scoring the day out, we delay it so it will not appear to be a burden for him. All right, so now we go to a sim for Daf Kufei, and our standard simon is a hacker, and we use a Russian hacker. In this case, he's Jewish. The Russian hacker who created a Shabbos robot that automatically interrupted his meals when the time for Kiddush came Friday night and featured a day reminder for when he forgot to make Kiddush at night was known for his very late shalashudas, because Shabbos was no burden for him. Once again, in slow motion. The Russian hacker, that must be more in Duff, Kufei. The Russian hacker who created a Shabbos robot that automatically interrupted his meals when the time for Kiddush came Friday night, which reminds of Rav Hananya bar Shlemya and the Talmidim of Rav, were eating a meal on Erev Shabbos and Rav Hamnuna was serving them. They asked him to check if Shabbos had begun, because if it had, they would remove the table and return it specifically for Shabbos to distinguish the Shabbos meal from the weekday one. He told them, based on a statement of Rav, there's no need to do that because Shabbat Kava Navsha. Shabbos establishes itself. The Rashbam explains that the remainder of the meal would be distinct from its beginning, even if the table was left in place, because one interrupts his meal to say Kiddush as soon as Shabbos begins, due to the prohibition against eating before Kiddush. Rav Amram adds in the name of Rav, Kiddush Kovas, V'lo L'Havdal Kovas. The advent of Shabbos establishes itself with respect to Kiddush, but the departure of Shabbos does not establish itself for Havdal, meaning one must interrupt the meal to say Kiddush at the beginning of Shabbos, but one need not interrupt to say Havdalah at the end of Shabbos, even though he may not begin eating before Havdalah. So the Russian hacker who created a Shabbos robot that automatically interrupted his meals when the time came for Kiddush Friday night and featured a day reminder for when he forgot to make Kiddush at night, which reminds us Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak told Ravina that the sons of Rabbi Chiya said, Mishu Ahivdo b'motzi Shabbos, Mavdil b'holach kol Shabbos kulo. One who did not say Abdallah motzi Shabbos may say Abdallah through the following week. And we may infer from this that similarly, Mishu Akidish b'erev Shabbos, Mekadish b'holach kol hayom kulo. Someone who did not say Kiddush on Friday night may say Kiddush throughout the following day. Ravina challenged this based on a braisa that says, Shabbos v'yontav ein b'hem kedush alkos, v'yesh b'hen hasgara, b'virchas amazon. Shabbos v'yontav days, in contrast to Shabbos v'yontav nights, do not feature kiddush on a cup, but do feature mention of the specialness of the day in b'virchas amazon. The Rashbam explains that the kiddush mentioned here refers to the bracha that proclaims the kedusha of the day. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak answered, as explained by the Rashbam, that the braisa is not discussing someone who failed to say kiddush at night, as the chachamim require. So the Russian hacker who created a Shabbos robot that automatically interrupted his meals when the time for Kiddush came Friday night and featured a day reminder for when he forgot to make Kiddush at night was known for his very late shalashudas, because Shabbos was no burden for him. Which reminds us, Ravina then challenged Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak based on another braisa which says, Kavod Yom v'Kavod Laila Kavod Yom Kodem. If one has limited food with which to honor Shabbos and he must choose between the honor of Shabbos day and the honor of Shabbos night, the honor of the day comes first. V'im einlo el kos echad, omer lov kiddush hayom. But if he only has one cup of wine, he should say kiddush on Friday night, which proclaims the sanctity of the day. Now, if kiddush may be said during the day, why should he not leave the cup until the next day and use it then for kiddush and to honor the day? Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak answers that kiddush is said at night and not delayed because b'shaita chaviva mitzvah. A mitzvah is precious in its time. He went on to explain that unlike kiddush, havdalah is delayed if there's some benefit to doing so, because with respect to bringing the day of Shabbos, the earlier we do it, the better, and we thus demonstrate our chavivas for it. But with respect to scoring the day out, we delay it so it will not appear to be a burden for us. So once again, the Russian hacker who created a Shabbos robot that automatically interrupted his meals when the time came for Kiddush Friday night and featured a day reminder for when he forgot to make Kiddush at night was known for his very late shalashudas, because Shabbos was no burden for him. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.